Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg peaking at 19 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 21 and eMalahleni up to 17. President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed Danson Mlambo as new Deputy Chief Justice of the country. Mlambo takes over from Mbuyiseli Matlanga, who was retired. Mlambo served as Gauteng's Judge President since November 2012, and his appointment follows the recommendations from the Judicial Service Commission earlier this month.
This process exemplified the Commission's commitment to upholding the nation's constitutional values.
That was spokesperson in the presidency, Vincent Magwenya. And earlier today, Chief Justice Mandisa Maya praised Matlanga for his contribution to the judiciary. Speaking at his farewell sitting, she described him as a jurist of remarkable intellect, deep humility, and steadfast commitment to justice.
He has consistently challenged the legal profession to confront the uncomfortable. He has called out the gatekeeping that bars graduates from disadvantaged universities from entering the profession, and warned that unless transformation centers the most marginalized, we are merely rearranging privilege, not dismantling it.
Matlanga delivered his final judgment today in the long-running Please Call Me case, capping off a distinguished career on the Constitutional Court bench. He will now take up a new role as chairperson of the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into alleged corruption and the infiltration of South Africa's criminal justice system. In other news, Parliament's Ethics Committee has recommended a 10,000 rand fine against Deputy President Paul Mashatile. He didn't disclose a diamond gift which was given to his wife by none other than Louis Liebenberg. Cliff Shiko reports.
Mashatile says he could not disclose the gift as he was waiting for the appraisal of the diamond to determine its value before he could make a declaration. The deputy president has since surrendered the diamond to the National Prosecuting Authority. Meanwhile, the controversial businessman Louis Liebenberg remains in prison after he was arrested for a multi-million rand diamond Ponzi scheme. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Before we head into the next story, just a warning that it contains graphic details of child abuse and murder. A Northwest man accused of raping and killing a six-year-old child has been remanded in custody. The 26-year-old briefly appeared in the Ganyesa Magistrate Court today. It's alleged that the child's half-naked body was found at the entrance of a pit latrine a day after she went missing. She allegedly tried to follow her mother to a local tavern, and it's reported that the mother returned to the vehicle she was traveling in with the child and other passengers, but only realized the child was missing when they had already driven off. Economists, meanwhile, say they expected that the central bank will reduce the repo rate today. If you haven't heard it, it's been cut to 25 basis points. It's now sitting at 7% and prime lending is 10.5%. Here's Northwest University economics professor Walde Krichel.
Everybody is worried that they may sort of cite the uncertainties around trade and tariffs as a reason for holding the rate, but luckily they didn't.
And finally, something completely different. According to a study published in the journal Cell, potatoes and tomatoes help to create each other. You heard right, scientists believe that natural interbreeding between wild tomatoes and potato-like plants in South America gave rise to what we're seeing today, and it all started 9 million years ago. Curious? You know where to go. JackRandFM.com. Click on News. I'm Marlene Fischer. Our next bulletin on JackRand FM is tomorrow morning at 6 with Gerda D'Souza.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On JackRand FM.